This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. For just over 2 years, members of the U.S. House of Representatives have been able to vote remotely. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports several members of the Colorado delegation have used this pandemic-era change.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette has voted by proxy the most out of everyone in the delegation, according to a database compiled by Cronkite News and Arizona PBS that looks at votes through the end of April. The Denver Democrat has cast 84 votes remotely since the temporary measure was first used on May 27, 2020. She's followed by Democrats Joe Neguse, Ed Perlmutter, and Jason Crow. On the Republican side, the newest member of the delegation, Lauren Boebert, has cast the most proxy votes at 50. Doug Lamborn follows. Only Ken Buck and former Representative Scott Tipton did not cast any proxy votes. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A teen suspected of stabbing a correctional officer in northwest Denver during an escape from Platte Valley Youth Facility is now in custody, according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Longtime Denver journalist and iconic entertainment critic Dusty Saunders has died. He worked at the Rocky Mountain News for 54 years and later wrote a media column for the Denver Post. In a 2012 interview with Colorado Matters, Saunders explained how he got into covering TV and entertainment.
Probably my psyche. I grew up as an orphan in Denver, and I had a developed an ability to meet people and to make friends. And I think that kind of led me into the media world, the entertainment world, where it was a little more convivial.
This is CPR News.